On June 29, an individual entered a University of Waterloo classroom with intent to disrupt a gender studies class discussion on gender identity and expression by stabbing the professor in attendance. Two students bravely confronted the attacker and were also wounded. Our thoughts and well wishes go out to the victims, families and friends of those who were attacked and those who were simply attending a university class. This violent and targeted crime is not the first this month and is an example of the threat our LGBTQ2IA+ community, particularly trans, non-binary and other gender diverse people face today. With the few details we know about this incident, it is clear this stabbing was a hate crime and an act of terrorism targeting trans, non-binary and gender diverse communities and allies. This renewed climate of hate, violence and bigotry is directly tied to far-right voices both casual and extremist in nature that have gained traction over the last few years, and increasingly this year. These behaviors have been aided and abetted by allowing discriminatory and bigoted voices into our casual culture as if they are deserving of a seat at the debate table in the name of free speech and safeguarding our democracy. This perspective has been used locally by our York Catholic District School Board, nationally by the leader of the official opposition Pierre Poilievre, and People's Party of Canada head Maxime Bernier. They are not solely responsible for this renewed movement of hate, but their actions have made these voices comfortable, they have provided them with confidence, and in this case, they have given a terrorist the courage to commit a heinous hate crime. We will not allow debate on our lived experiences to occur any further, there is nothing to debate. All elected officials must unapologetically denounce the rise in hate, the actions of June 29 and commit to ensuring these voices of hatred and bigotry against all marginalized communities have no place in their presence. Any actions or words that fall short of this expectation from our community, and from Canadians across the country is an approval of yesterday's stabbing, of the actions this month desecrating and destroying pride flags, of stripping away the rights of LGBTQ2IA+ students' right to self-determination, and the movement by the extremist right to eradicate our community. There is a clear line in the sand being drawn around social issues worldwide, and this culture war has landed here in Canada, thanks in part to the rhetoric from the aforementioned elected officials. They will use their extremist supporters to try and gain more political power to wield against our community. Their supporters have in turn terrorized our community in York Region and across Ontario at drag story time events and now inside the classroom of a university. They will motivate them by calling our cause woke, because they clearly lack the vernacular and the courage to share what they really mean. We will make it known to our residents the positions or lack thereof of every party provincially, federally, officials in our municipalities, and school board trustees in supporting our LGBTQ2IA+ community and encourage our residents to strongly consider these perspectives as they cast their votes. We are not playing the political game because we want to, but because our leaders have forced our hand. Our community and our allies are resilient. We will not hesitate to fight for our rightful place in society. Our community has fought before, we've demonstrated before, and 54 years ago this week, we started an uprising that continues to inspire generations of queers and allies. The extremist right feels they are capable of turning back the hands of time. In honor of the legacy of our queer elders, so are we. Tristan Kuhlman, President, Flag York Region.